With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
Every major company was once a small business. Consider the garage days for the founders of Microsoft and Apple. You need a lot of passion for what you're doing because it's so hard, Steve Jobs once said. Without passion, any rational person would give up. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And business, we talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify at tandemhr.com. This week, we will be joined by guest attorney Dahlia Saper, State Representative LaShawn Ford of the House Small Business Committee, Alex Korniev, in the world of IT, and entrepreneur Brian Juris. We are thrilled to be joined on the phone with my good friend Dahlia Saper, who is an attorney and an expert on so many things. But in particular, I really want to talk about something that I think every business has been embracing and should be embracing, or at least they should be embracing it properly, and that's social media. And Dahlia, that's something you know a thing or two about, isn't that right?
That is right, Shalom. We handle a lot of cases involving the internet, especially social media.
Well, Dahlia, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. So, Dahlia, how did you get into this? Most attorneys that I talk to are involved in a lot of other practices of legal work. This is certainly a hot issue.
Sure. Well, the practice started out with an emphasis on intellectual property, trademark, and copyright matters, but the clients we were getting were especially web-based and internet-based. So since the work, you know, was traditionally intellectual property related, the context was different, we started to evolve as a firm and start concentrating on topics that required an understanding of the web and IP addresses and domain names and how advertisements and meta tags, and I can start throwing out all sorts of lingo ad nauseum. But generally, it evolved. It was the nature of what we did in combination with the types of clients we were attracting that has now positioned us as this internet law firm.
Interesting. So, Dahlia, I'm sure you could drop names, but what are some of the interesting scenarios that you've had to deal with, both in terms of the businesses, a use of social media and technology, as well as on the employee side?
Sure. Well, I mean, the two biggest issues are certainly disclosing information and tweeting and, you know, bad acts online with a simple post. And that can take the form of a defamatory comment. It can be, again, like I said, disclosing a confidential aspect of the business. It can be repurposing copyrighted information and not understanding exactly what can and can't be repurposed. Those are the typical issues businesses have with their employees not understanding social media and how to use it properly.
And you are an expert on the subject. You're in the Chicagoland area. Many people have seen you on TV, certainly on the radio, and hopefully we'll have you back on Get Down to Business to talk about some more of those stories. But social media is something I know that you're not scared of embracing, despite all the legalities and all the things that people need to be careful about. You're just about as out there as it comes in the world of social media. Dahlia, what do you think? Should businesses try to sort of hold back when it comes to getting their message out there? Should they be scared about every turn that they might take?
Well, I think that's a nice leading question, Shalom, but of course not. The more active you are online as a business, the more you can mitigate any potential damaging information or negative content that would be posted about your business. You really need to take control of your own online presence, your online brand, and put out the information you want people to see. And the more scared you are of it, you're going to allow others to create that online presence and brand for you, which is that's what's more scary and dangerous.
And we live in a litigious society. There are a lot of people out there in the world of healthcare that perhaps might be working as a nurse or a CNA. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's two sides of this. people need to use some common sense when it comes to obviously not taking a picture of perhaps a patient or resident at a nursing home or in a hospital. But companies need to set policies and procedures in place.
Absolutely. And, you know, policies are important, but educating employees is probably even more important. Many companies call me and they're so concerned about crafting the perfect policy and spend no time or little time explaining the types of actions that would violate that policy. So the piece of paper is important. It may, you know, having something that forces employees and companies to think about the implications of what they do online is important. But I'd say even more important is an educational component that says, here, let's sit down and say, posting this will be copyright infringement. Writing this would constitute defamation. Doing this would violate your non-compete agreement. And so specific actions are defined and prohibited.
And is that something that you would recommend for a business, regardless of their size, that they sort of put into an employment contract right when they hire either their first employee or all of their employees in their company?
Yeah, I would. It doesn't have, you know, social media policies can be big handbooks or they can be simple paragraphs. You know, don't be stupid online. You can tailor them depending on the size and scope and nature of your business. But again, most important is choosing the right employees and getting a sense for their common sense level, and then in conjunction with that, educating them on what is and is not appropriate behavior online.
And another question, can companies, one of the best ways of social media engagement with the public is posting pictures, not just words and text. When somebody posts a picture, do you need permission from perhaps your employees that you might be posting their picture on a Facebook page?
We get this question a lot, and it's interesting. Generally, depending on where that employee is, if they're at work and you're taking a picture of them and you're posting it, that's fine. And nobody has a real claim to their image when they're in a public place. The only caveat is if that image is being used for a specific commercial purpose. So, yeah, I mean, that's part of promotion, right? If you're out and about and you're taking pictures and you're saying, hey, look where we were, that's generally okay. But if you take an employee's picture or anybody's picture and really highlight that individual and use them as the poster child for your ad campaign or for a commercial for your business, then you're going to get into right of publicity issues, and that's not okay.
And are there any things that employees should know when they post something in terms of perhaps not posting negative comments about the company that they work for? Are there any risks that people should be aware of
that's a touchy area of the law, because on one hand, we want to allow employees to discuss their workplace conditions. The National Labor Relations Board has issued lots of information and materials that employers can read to make sure they're not running afoul of NLRB laws. But generally, you can prohibit someone from, you know, defaming the company, but what you can't prohibit is an employee from saying, hey, my boss sucks because he made me work overtime. So if there's any concerted activity that's trying to shed light on a situation in the workplace, that generally can't be prohibited and cannot be grounds for firing an employee. But on the other hand, if you're saying, you know, if an employee's talking about how much he hates his boss, that is certainly actionable. Actionable in the sense that he can get fired, and an employer is within his or her rights to do that.
And sort of changing gears, one of the things that we frequently hear about on Get Down to Business from businesses of all sizes is the challenges that people face in finding really good people at their company. And what you're talking about, Dahlia, is so important in terms of setting people up for success when they come in. The good people are able to communicate really, really well, and they're probably going to come in with their own network of people and set up the policies in place so you can have advocates for your company out there and your employees, and make sure that they're not being inappropriate in terms of, you know, posting something that might be confidential or posting something that might be, defaming to the company.
Exactly.
This is really important. So Dahlia, are most of your clients in the Chicagoland area?
We actually have, you know, a lot of clients in the Chicagoland area, but also clients from all over the country and world, especially when an issue involves something like a domain name or a trademark or, you know, an online defamation that emanates out of a different jurisdiction but impacts a Chicago resident.
Well, Dahlia, I know that a lot of our listeners will have questions on this very touchy subject, but very timely subject that's affecting businesses, as we said, of all sizes and of all industries. So Thank you for your expertise and leading on the subject. Dahlia, we've got just a few moments remaining. How can people get in touch with your firm to find out more? And I know you have a blog. I know you have a lot of information that's out there.
Well, we're on every social network, but essentially saperlaw.com has our contact information, and usually saperlaw is the username for our Twitter account and for other social media accounts as well. But saperlaw.com will have all of the information you'd need to get a hold of us.
Well, lots of helpful information from Dahlia Saper of Saper Law. Check out her website, saperlaw.com. Dahlia, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. After the break, we're talking with State Representative LaShawn Ford, the chairman of the House Small Business Committee. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. Find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic, the Eden's moving. Just a slight delay on the inbound direction. That's 23 minutes into Montrose. Outbound's moving well. No delays, just 19 till Lake Cook Road. Kennedy inbound, just a 33-minute trip into downtown. Still some stop-and-go traffic right between Montrose and Sacramento. Also from Sayre to Montrose. The outbound Kennedy is moving well from Circle Interchange to Montrose. Just a 25-minute trip out to O'Hare. Just a little tight between Lawrence and Sayre. If you're traveling in the express lanes, those are still a little backed up. That's between Cosner and Montrose. Eisenhower inbound, 30 minutes. Outbound's going to take you that same 30 minutes to get out to Thorndale. Chicago, 83 degrees and cloudy. Tonight, going down to 67 degrees. Tomorrow, back up, 85 and humid. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
According to the National Academy of Scientists, if a hurricane has a female name, people are less likely to seek shelter and more people die because they don't take the hurricane seriously.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
If you hear that Hurricane Buffy's coming, it doesn't much matter. If you hear Hurricane Lucifer's coming, you get the hell out of the way. Hurricane Candy, I think I'm going to the strip club.
You're getting singles out. Hurricane Mike, oh, we're screaming out.
Ah, Mike's pretty innocuous, and I want to run for Mike. Hurricane Mike Ditka. Now I'm moving.
John and Amy. Mornings starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-221-6692. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-221-6692. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-221-6692. That's 1-800-221-6692.
You're back with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. This is the show that is all about small business, jobs and entrepreneurship. And just before the break, we heard from Dahlia Saper about social media law. Social media is something that small businesses, big businesses are embracing, and it's so important that we do it effectively and stay within the confines of the law. And, you know, speaking of small business, there's probably nobody here in the state of Illinois that's more involved or has so much of an impact on the world of small business than our next guest, State Representative LaShawn Ford, who is the chairman of the House Small Business Committee in Springfield. Representative, thank you for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Well, that's exactly what we need to do in Illinois, is get down to business so that we can put people to work, increase revenues to the state, and increase revenues to the education so that we can build a stronger workforce in Illinois so that we can be very competitive when we want to compete with the other states and bring more companies and more jobs to Illinois.
Music to my ears.
Yes. And so I'm the chairman of the Small Business Workforce Development Committee for Illinois. And I'm happy to be that chairman. And we do everything that we can on that committee to empower small businesses and to bring information to small business so that they can be empowered. That's key. Information is key if you want to be empowered in the business.
And businesses in Illinois, we have so many different industries and so many different sizes of businesses, and it's hard to please everyone, and it's hard to come up with the solution that's right for everyone. And I know you're trying really hard. The only way that you in the legislature in leading the committee can know enough about what is right for business is by hearing from businesses. And through the committee, you've had witnesses come to talk about the various issues that you're focused on, and that's one of the big pieces of Get Down to Business. We're trying to energize and advocate for people to get involved. So, Representative, what are the issues that you're focused on, you know, now as a follow-up to this past legislative session? What are the issues that you want to focus on over the next year that our business community should be in the know about?
Well, the number one thing that I have to tell you, one of the most important and the most savvy business people that we have that lives right here in Illinois is Chris Kennedy.
Sure.
And Chris Kennedy, I passed legislation to name him the chairman of a task force to empower small businesses in Illinois. Chris Kennedy has so much influence with businesses internationally and nationally, and we're going to bring all of those resources to the table, and we're going to find best practices to fix the tax code for businesses in Illinois and to make Illinois a much friendlier place for businesses to want to come to and grow in. So Chris Kennedy will be the chairman of the Small Business Task Force that I established in Illinois, and it's officially the law. And he's already preparing to call his meetings of his task force. We're going to have labor on it. We're going to have community leaders on it. And we're going to have legislators on it. And we're going to have some chambers on it. And we're going to have some small business members on the task force. And what the task force is going to be held by the University of Illinois, which has a whole department for business. And so we're going to have all the interns. We're going to have all of the necessary resources with this task force that Mr. Chris Kennedy, son of Robert Kennedy, former president, brother, heading it up. He's the chairman of the chairman of University of Illinois School.
Which is great. And good for you for tapping people that have been successful in business, people that are so involved in the community to help, you know, advise you, the folks that vote for the laws in the legislature, because frankly, the business community, they're the people that are out there and working hard. And I know, Representative, I know you're out in the Oak Park area, and I know you're in business. You understand what it takes, and there's no one size fits all. There's no one recipe for success. But hopefully, Chris Kennedy can be a good advocate. And leader on the subject that can really help push issues through that will help the business community. So, you know, Illinois, we do need to create the right environment for businesses, big and small, to thrive over here. We need the businesses like a Caterpillar and like some of the big employers like United Airlines and Boeing that we're so proud to have here. But we also need it to be right for the mid-sized businesses and the small businesses as well. And that's what you're all about. Isn't that right?
That's right. And you know, we have to make sure the tax codes are fair. We need to close the tax loopholes. We need to have a better relationship with the businesses in Illinois and make them aware that you may think that you could go to another place that's better than Illinois, but Illinois is an excellent place with a lot of resources. We have the freight. We have the water, we have the airports, we have the parks, we have downtown Chicago, we have a presidential library in Springfield. This is the home of Abraham Lincoln, the home of President Obama. It's even the home of Ronald Reagan. I think we got another president that was born in Illinois. Illinois is a historic state. We have a lot of resources that we can offer, and we need to be in position to sell Illinois so that people understand that you may want to go to a bordering state, but what are you going to get?
So, Representative Ford, we're talking with Representative Ford, who's the chairman of the committee in the Illinois legislature that's dealing with these issues about small business. Representative, what's the bill that over the past few years in leading the committee that you're most proud of passing through the legislature and getting into law?
Well, when we talk about there's been some bills that I've passed to make sure that we have more set aside for small business in the procurement department. That's key. We had to make sure that we had a small business set aside at least a 10% where we set the because there was always this confusion about what a small business really is. Well, now we know that a small business is at a certain level, and we have to make sure that certain contracts that are available must go to small business, and we have to follow that. We have to follow that report, and we have to continue to reach out to the small businesses to help them get the contracts to do services for the state. That's important. But the number one important piece, I would say, is the one that's going to engage the populace, that's going to engage people that's outside of Springfield, pretty much. It's going to engage the business people, the everyday people that have been successful, like Mr. Chris Kennedy, that's going to say, I know what the problem is. Illinois has a revenue problem, and we need to grow revenue. In order to grow revenue, we need to bring more businesses here, and we need to make sure that we treat our businesses fair.
That's what it's all about, bringing businesses here and creating the right environment for businesses, big and small, to thrive. So, Representative, we've got about a minute remaining. I know one of the things that we always talk about here is the part of the problem that businesses face is finding good people. And I know you through your office, you're sending out daily job leads by email, and your office is a fantastic resource for business and jobs. How can people reach out to your office, get on that email list, and learn more about the work that you're doing in Springfield?
And so that's Rep Ford, REPFORD, at LashawnFord.com, LashawnFord.com, or they could call 773-378-5902 in order to, if that makes it easier.
And Representative, I know that I've reached out. You and I have worked together on several issues over the past few years, and you're about as accessible as it gets in terms of helping businesses, and we appreciate that. So thanks for the work that you're doing in Springfield and chairing that committee and appointing this this new task force led by Chris Kennedy. Thanks for the helpful information. You are listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You can download podcasts on my website at shalomkline.com. Let's get down to business.
Hopefully now, America's beginning to wake up to how President Barack Obama thinks. He refuses to send illegal aliens back home.
Then wonders why thousands a day are starting to stream into this country.
Then he asks for billions, not to secure the border, but to house and feed the illegals coming in. And when Israel is under attack by the terrorists Hamas, he asks Israel for restraint and continues to send billions of taxpayer dollars to the Hamas Unity Government in Palestine.
He's starting to wake up now.
Are you getting the answers? AM 560. The answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Secretary of State John Kerry now on his way to Cairo, hoping to help broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. President Obama expressing concern about civilian casualties. Fox's John Huddy in Gaza City.
It was horrific, quite frankly. I mean, put the politics aside in terms of this overall fight and what you saw just from a clear human point of view, it was absolutely gut-wrenching to see children being pulled from the rubble.
On ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Kerry describing what's going on right now in eastern Ukraine, where a rocket brought down a Malaysia Airlines flight last week.
Drunken separatist soldiers are piling bodies into trucks unceremoniously and disturbing the evidence.
Kerry urging Russia to rein in the separatist troops. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tyus. Taking a look at traffic, the Eanes is moving slow inbound 23 minutes into Montrose. It's going to be a little tight between Peterson and Montrose. Outbound, no delays, just a 19-minute trip to Lake Cook. The Kennedy still in the red inbound. That's going to take you about 26 minutes into downtown. Still a little tight from O'Hare Extension to Canfield. Also between Foster and Montrose. Slow going between Montrose and Sacramento. Outbound, just 23 minutes to get out to the airport. A little slow between Central and Sayre. Express lanes back to normal, moving well with no delays. Eisenhower inbound 30 to the post office. Outbound's going to cost you about 30 minutes to get out to Thorndale. Stevenson, no delays inbound. Outbound a little slow, 35 minutes to 355. Chicago, 83 degrees and cloudy tonight, going down to 67 degrees. Tomorrow, back up to 85 and humid. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Everybody tells you that if you want to lose weight, you need to eat less. That sounds simple, but you can't eat less if you're hungry all the time, right? So what you really need is for somebody to tell you how to control your hunger. Well, we'll not only tell you, we'll show you by giving you a complimentary 14-day hunger-smashing sample of a powerful new appetite-controlling innovation called Slim Science, so you can see just how simply you can control your hunger and lose weight. But you must call now, 1-800-200-6610. Slim Science is a game-changing, appetite-suppressing formula scientifically developed with two key ingredients clinically researched to control your hunger simply and safely. You simply can't get this kind of powerful appetite control anywhere else. Experience the Slim Science difference now by calling for your 14-day hunger-smashing sample. Slim Science is available at GNC, but you can only guarantee your complimentary two-week sample by calling now, 1-800-200-6610. That's 1-800-200-6610.
When an entrepreneur decides to start a business, it really is called building a business for a reason. You get overwhelmed by so many responsibilities. You become the receptionist, the chief bottle washer, and the IT person. But you don't need to be the jack of all trades when you have people like Alex Korniev, who has so much knowledge and information through his company Touch Support. Alex, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. Thrilled to have you here.
Thank you for allowing me and giving me an opportunity.
So, Alex, tell us about the work that Touch Support does for businesses big and small.
Touch Support's mission is to deliver customer-focused, innovative IT solutions. We do that by simplifying technology for businesses and end users. In general, what we do is we offer a comprehensive suite of IT solutions in outsourced support services. So that could take any form. So, for example, we have customers that require very specialized customer service interactions, or we have customers that require us to do a migration from their old technology into the cloud.
Fantastic. So you touched on the magic word for a lot of people. Everybody's hearing about cloud computing. Many of us have Gmail accounts, and we see our Google Drive. And people don't really understand what the cloud is. Perhaps people are saving a spreadsheet or a document. But really, businesses can basically run their business without having a lot of the big, bulky servers and computer infrastructure that we used to see in offices. Tell us about some of the examples of how you've helped businesses sort of get rid of that and perhaps save money and time.
Sure. So let's start with the cloud. I'm going to try to clear up the cloud a little bit, let some sunshine into the room. Essentially, what cloud means is that you take your infrastructure, your IT, your files, and you move it somewhere else. Most people, as you mentioned, are not IT experts. Actually, interestingly enough, I read somewhere that United States puts out only 66,000 professionals a year from all of their colleges. So that's extremely low number. Mm-hmm. That's why we have a lot of H-1 visas and outsource. That's how outsourcing started. And a lot of times, what happens if you take a small business? You've mentioned before healthcare industry. So their core is to provide healthcare needs, to take healthcare needs of their patients. Their core is not to provide IT services. So what used to happen in the 80s and 90s is that the facilities had to have an IT person to take care of their information. And there's a lot of HIPAA compliance issues that come in. Now, with fast forward into 2014, what you can do that, you can take that burden off of yourself and give it to somebody else who's better at it, faster and cheaper, because that's their core. Their core is IT.
So we're talking with Alex Korniev of Touch Support, who's telling us demystifying the cloud, I think you called it, which is important. So the cloud, it isn't just for somebody to upload a spreadsheet. It's not just for a small business, but big businesses are using
Correct.
The cloud as well.
Correct. So think of, I'll just throw a few names out there. Think of Netflix. Netflix does not have their own infrastructure. They utilize Amazon, for example. That's a famous example. A lot of banks are starting to use companies like Rackspace. You know, they're pretty big in that space. A lot of traditional offices nowadays are moving. They're taking their desktops, which they have to refresh every 3 years. Just think about it. How often do you replace your desktop? Probably every 3 years.
Sure.
Right. Think how fast the iPads change. Right. Think how fast the Samsung change. And what happens there is that the people just cannot keep up with it, and you're going to keep spending money over and over again.
It's fascinating. When I think of Netflix, I'm always thinking that there must be some gigantic, you know, warehouse filled with little computers somewhere, probably in the Chicagoland area, that's supporting all the many videos that my friends and family are watching. But it's fascinating. It's out there, and you know, so you touched on another important word in just our minute and a half remaining. You touched on outsourcing. Outsourcing is something that people do when they use the cloud. But IT services, you help businesses not have to have all of the staff and resources in house. You help people outsource. Tell us a little bit about that.
That is correct. So that's nowadays, you've talked to your other guests. What's happening is a lot of people outsource used to be a dirty word, but really what it is you take what is not your core and you give it to someone else to handle that. So what this is a lot of times we do. I'll give you an example. We're working with a company currently that provides content delivery services, and what their job is and their core is to provide to ensure that that's available, that data is available. What we do is we ensure that their customers that call in are handled correctly, be it a billing issue, a technical issue, or some other issue, and we've helped them develop those processes and put them in place.
So they don't need to do everything themselves.
Correct.
Fantastic. And that's so important for businesses, big and small, to hear that you don't need to be the jack of all trades, that you find professionals. We always talk about that here on Get Down to Business. Surround yourself with professionals that can help your business grow, and Alex Korniev of Touch Support is certainly making that happen. Alex, we've got about 30 seconds remaining. How can people get in touch with you to learn more about the cloud, learn more about outsourcing, and how you can potentially help their business?
So they can go to our website, touchsupport.com, or they can call us 888-45-TOUCH. And we'll gladly help them out.
That's easy to remember. 888-45-TOUCH. Alex Korniev, fascinating information. He demystified the cloud, for me at least, and hopefully for many of our Get Down to Business listeners. After the break, we are talking more entrepreneurship. We've got a fascinating story for you. Let's get down to business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Pamela Tice. Taking a look at traffic, there is an accident to report on the Reagan Memorial Tollway. That's eastbound at DeKalb Toll Plaza. So be very careful in that area. Off to the right, it's the FD is on the scene. EMS box alarm. 5 ambulances are on site, so it's a lot of activity going on. Give them plenty of room to work. On the west side, there's some police activity at St. Louis Avenue and Chicago Avenue. The EMS Plan 1 with a porch collapse, so be careful. They might have to block some streets off. You might want to prepare to reroute if you're traveling in that area. And the CTA will operate longer trains with more frequent service on the blue, brown, green, and pink and red lines all weekend long due to lots of festivals and activities going around Chicago. Chicago now is 82 degrees, a mix of sun and clouds tonight, going down to 67, back up tomorrow to 85. Your next update in 15 minutes, AM 560, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Alan Lev, President and CEO of Belgravia Group, Chicago's premier builder of lofts, condos, and townhomes. Our talented employees make building the home of your dreams an enjoyable reality. To better recruit and retain dedicated employees, we need to offer Fortune 500 benefits. In 2001, we partnered with Tandem HR, a local highly rated PEO. Tandem HR offers our business a single source solution for health insurance, 401k, workers' comp, payroll, and more. Our HR representative, who's part of our team, completed job descriptions, employee satisfaction surveys, and addressed HR compliance issues. Tandem HR also has transparent billing, so we know exactly what we're paying for. Plus, they're one of only 22 PEOs that's bonded by ESAC. So if you're looking for your dream home, visit BelgraviaGroup.com. And if you're a small or mid-sized business, I encourage you to visit TandemHR.com or call Tandem's founder, Bruce Leon, at 630-371-6201 for a free cost benefits analysis.
In health news, a new scientific discovery could spell relief for the millions of Americans who suffer from constant ringing or buzzing in their ears.
That's right, Mike. A U.S. company just released an all-natural, fast-acting product that's scientifically designed to relieve ear ringing and buzzing. It's called RingAway, and it's the first product of its kind.
Jill, this could benefit millions of Americans. It relieves that internal ear noise of ringing or buzzing so people can actually concentrate on their work again and sleep in peace. And you only take it once a day.
This is such a huge discovery. RingAway has now set up a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-500-7416. Again, RingAway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-7416. That's 1-800-500-7416.
You're back with the show that is all about small business jobs and a term that I throw around a lot, but often don't have the perfect example for you. But today, we're lucky that we do have that perfect example for the term entrepreneur. We are joined by our friend, our serial entrepreneur, Brian. You came very highly regarded, and as I looked you up a little bit online, saw so much about the businesses that you've grown. Thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thank you, Shalom. It's great to be here. I am Brian Jerwitz. Been involved in entrepreneurial sort of leadership role for the last 18 months in selling my business, and happy to share any experiences that you might find interesting.
Brian Jerwitz, our serial entrepreneur. Brian, thanks for joining us. So, Brian, tell us about what you do, and from your LinkedIn page, you're involved in just about a little bit of everything. You're a mentor at 1871, which our listeners know a lot about, but you're involved in helping businesses and growing businesses. Tell us about some of the things that you're most proud of accomplishing over these past few years.
Well, I have my hands sort of in a lot of different ventures at the moment. I'm sort of best known for a company that I started actually back in 2001 before the dot-com crash. It was a company called GradeBeam.com, which was focused on helping the construction industry move more away from paper and manual processes into the digital age. And we had put together a database of contractors across the country and into Canada, where general contractors would log into our system and access these subcontractors, qualify them for projects, post project information online like blueprints and those types of things, and then communicate directly back and forth with each other, eliminating sort of the old processes of sending blueprints around in order to get pricing. Grew that business over a number of years and raised money from Hyde Park Angels along the way. We were their second investment and ended up being their first exit. And grew that company to about 500,000 subcontractors across North America, and then eventually sold it to another company called Textura back in late 2011. Spent about a year on the Textura Executive Committee, integrating GradeBeam and our operations, financials, technology, and strategy, ultimately getting ready for Textura's IPO, which happened middle of last year, and Textura is based in Deerfield, Illinois. So I've had a good run, and I've leveraged that experience to ultimately help other startups and entrepreneurs locally. As you mentioned, mentoring in 1871, I'm also involved with the Junto Institute for Entrepreneurial Leadership, where we help new founders for startup companies become better leaders and more successful. I'm also involved with a company called Lean Tech Group, which is a boutique investment bank that actually represented me in the sale of GradeBeam. And we're trying to help other entrepreneurs become successful and raise money and ultimately exit, sort of repeat my success.
That's great. And I know it seems obvious, but one of the things that startups often face as they try to get to the next level is customer acquisition. And I know that you've really grown companies. Is there one bit of advice or information that you can give to some of our listeners that are working on their own ideas, their own entrepreneurial endeavors?
Well, I'm a big fan of Steve Blank and sort of the lean startup approach and all the new approaches to trying to figure out what your customer base is and what your target market is and what the best way is to stay focused and really acquire customers as effectively as possible before raising too much money or spending too much money on growing your business. A lot of companies will have a tendency to hire a sales rep or a vice president of sales to come in and hopefully grow their business for them before they've really tested sales themselves. I personally believe that the founders should be involved in getting out in the field, talking to potential customers, describing, you know, the problem they're trying to solve as well as their solution, and getting good customer feedback prior to, you know, really building your team and making sure that you understand exactly what your sales metrics are. So how much does it cost to market to a group of companies or individuals that you're trying to sell to in order to get a number of people that are actually interested? And then once you have them interested, how much time or effort or money does it take in terms of sales reps to close those first customers? And if you can hire a couple of sales reps, then you can sort of A-B test those individuals to make sure that you're really getting the best effort from each of them, and compare and contrast and create a little bit of competitiveness so that they can collaborate and try to find the best ways to get those first customers before building out a whole sales team and spending a lot of money not knowing exactly what your sales process should be.
And you just hit some of those golden words. I think it's important. When you're starting a business, don't get all high and mighty and say, I'm a business owner and I don't need to be involved in you know, getting those customers. I could hire people for that. The reputation is everything. Getting out there and maintaining relationships with your customers and building those relationships so you can get that first customer and hopefully many customers after that is so important. And Brian, the other thing that we always talk about is surrounding yourself with the right people, and whether that means hiring, you know, really good quality people or finding advisors and mentors to help you grow is really important. What have you found in as you've grown some businesses of your own?
Well, typically one of the things you want to look for in a good team is a hacker, a hustler, a visionary, and obviously not every company is a digital company, but a hacker is someone who really understands, let's call it, the industry and the product, and is going to be focused on making sure that you're providing great value to your customers. Your visionary is going to really lead the organization and be the person who's putting together the overall strategy for the organization. And your hustler is going to be your salesperson, you know, who's going to get out of the office and really generate good customer relationships and interest and ultimately grow the revenue of the business. Sometimes one person can play two of those roles, but it's pretty rare that somebody can play all three of them. And in most cases, I see that the hustler is the player that's sort of missing. Usually you get a lot of people who have great ideas.
Find good people. Find good people. That's what it's all about. And that's as an entrepreneur tries to grow, that's what's so important. Brian Jarrett saying thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. How can people follow up with you?
Well, you can reach out to me through LinkedIn or Twitter, Brian Jurewicz, spelled J-U-R-E-W-I-C-Z, or my website, roimagnet.com is probably
Fantastic.
The best way.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us and Get Down to Business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop, high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the total transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-753-4574. 1-800-753-4574. That's 1-800-753-4574.
Join me on October 30th at our free Business and Employment Expo. It's called the Business Event. It's an all-day free Business and Employment Expo in Chicago. More information on that is available on my website at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. Here are 10 pieces of advice that I wish someone had given to me before I launched my first venture. Focus, focus, focus. Many first-time entrepreneurs feel the need to jump at every opportunity they come across. Opportunities are often wolves in sheep's clothing. Avoid getting sidetracked. Juggling multiple ventures will spread you too thin and limit both your effectiveness and your productivity. Do one thing perfectly, not 10 things poorly. If you feel the need to jump onto another project, that might mean something about your original concept. Know what you do. Do what you know. Don't start a business simply because it seems sexy or boasts large hypothetical profit margins and returns. Do what you love. Businesses built around your strengths and talents will have a greater impact, and it will be a greater chance of success. It's not only important to create a profitable business, it's also important that you're happy managing and growing it day in and day out. If your heart isn't into it, you will not be successful. Say it in 30 seconds or don't say it at all. From a chance encounter with an investor or a curious customer, always be ready to pitch your business. State your mission, service, and goals in a clear and concise manner. Fit the pitch to the person. Less is always more. Know what you know, what you don't know, and who knows what you don't. No one knows everything, so don't come off as a know-it-all. Surround yourself with advisors and mentors, people that will be able to help you succeed in your business. Act like a startup. Forget about fancy offices, fast cars, and fat expense accounts. Your wallet is your company's lifeblood. Practice and perfect the art of being frugal. Watch every dollar and triple check every expense. Maintain a low overhead and manage your cash flow effectively. Learn under fire. No business book or business plan can predict the future or fully prepare you to become a successful entrepreneur. There's no such thing as the perfect plan. There's no perfect road or one less traveled. Never jump right into a new business without any thought or planning, but don't spend months or years waiting to execute. You'll become a well-rounded entrepreneur when tested under fire. The most important thing you can do is learn from your mistakes. Never make the same mistake twice. No one will give you money. There, I said it. No one will invest in you. If you need large sums of capital to launch your venture, go back to the drawing board. Find a starting point instead of an end point. Scale down pricey plans and big expenditures. Simplify the idea until it's manageable as an early stage venture. Be healthy. No, I'm not your mother. However, I promise that you'll be much more productive when you take better care of yourself. Entrepreneurship is a lifestyle, not a 9-to-5 profession. Working to the point of exhaustion will burn you out and make you less productive. Don't make excuses. Eat right, exercise, find time for yourself. And don't fall victim to your own BS. Don't talk the talk unless you can walk the walk. Impress with action, not conversation. Endorse your business enthusiastically yet tastefully. Avoid exaggerating truths and touting far-reaching goals as certainties. And know when to call it quits. Contrary to popular opinion, smart captain does not go down with the ship. Know when it's time to walk away. If your idea doesn't pan out, reflect on what went wrong and the mistakes that were made. Assess what you would have done differently. Lots of helpful information for you entrepreneurs and business owners. And that's what we're all about here on Get Down to Business. And your networking tip of the week. Networking is not about keeping score. Networking involves building strong relationships based on trust and mutual respect. When trust and goodwill are present, people will naturally want to help each other whenever they can. Get Down to Business is brought to you by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, that's 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify at tandemhr.com. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomkline.com. This week, we heard from some fantastic leaders in the world of small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And that's what we're all about here on Get Down to Business. Tune in next week, Sunday at 6 p.m., for more conversations about startups, jobs, and the world of small business. To success, this is Shalom Klein. Let's get down to business.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health and